Young Friar Bussy hunched his shoulders, shivering slightly.
I couldn't imagine anything radiant or splendidly fair down here, but if there is, I bet tis behind the carving.
Shad took out his knife and stood up on the sill.
Well, let's see, shall we?
He tapped with the knife handle, wrapping the corbels and the surrounding wall, finally hitting the lintel several smart raps.
Aye, you're right, Friar. Sounds as if there's a cavity wall above this lintel. Pass me the lantern.
The light was passed up to Shad. He dug and scraped away with his blade until they were forced to vacate the sill beneath him.
You'm sending down a terrible dust, sir. What be you a-doing?
Oh, sorry about that, mates, but there's a big stone that's sticking out a bit up here. I'm just digging out the mortar what's holding it in. I reckon what we're after lies behind it.
Yeah, I'll come up and help ye. Lend o' your young shoulders there, Butty. Let o' get my digging claws working on it.
Butty stood on the sill, grunting as Formal Diggum clambered up onto his shoulders. Shad and Formal blinked mortar dust from their eyes as they dug, tugged and probed. The otter grasped the lantern ring in his mouth to leave both paws free. Cracklin watched them anxiously.
Do be careful now. Mind your paws, don't get jammed in the cracks.
Stand aside. Looky out now. Here he comes.
With a few mighty heaves, the two creatures pulled the big oblong wall stone free and dropped it. Boom! It shattered a section of the paved floor as it fell, sending up a choking dust cloud through which Shad could be seen, one paw rummaging deep in the hole as he held out several glittering objects with the other.
Ahoy there, hearties! Look at what I found! Oh, me paw!
There was a rumbling, crumbling sound as the stones above collapsed down, trapping the paw Shad had buried in the wall space. He hung there awkwardly, gritting his teeth against the pain. Then everything happened without an instant's notice. Formal slipped from Butty's shoulders and fell backward, as with a dull roar the entire wall and ceiling disintegrated in an avalanche of stone, mortar and thick choking dust.